down in Ottawa. I'm with the band Arietta. He's going to give the mic to introduce yourself.
Patrick. I play keyboards and guitar primarily.
Hey, I'm Sean. I play guitar and I do some backup vocals.
I'm Tyler. I'm the singer.
I'm Brian. I'm guitar.
I'm Shazad. I play drums.
I'm Kyle and I play bass.
I have a question to ask you about, like, how was the band formed?
Oh, that's...
Well, initially, I'd say back in high school at the end, Brian and I more or less just kind of, we've known each other for a long, long time. Started playing together to do just a fun show in front of Queen's Park for a student rally. Then Brian actually couldn't play. So our original bassist, Ty, myself.
Schedule-wise,
for that show.
Ability was fine.
So our old bassist, Ty Rolls, and myself, basically started the band, and we needed a vocalist, and we again went to high school with Tyler.
Yeah.
And pretty much that's how the band formed, was just a bunch of guys at a high school jamming for just after school.
Okay. How to describe the music for first-time listeners?
Ooh, I'm never good at that one.
It's essentially like pop rock. It's got its own thing going on for sure. There's definitely elements of prog-ish music.
It has a bit of garage, I
would garage,
say.
Yeah.
And epicness.
It's weird. I think our musical tastes are eclectic enough where you could find a little bit of everything, to be honest. I mean, other than we don't have djembes and stuff in the band, but...
Yet.
I guess basically you can pretty much label us as like a progressive pop rock band.
Yeah.
We get thrown into the indie scene, but we definitely have more of a progressive side to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, looking at, you know, like, from what other people have told us, you know, it is a sound that's hard to pin down. We've been compared, people have said, oh, you sound like, you know, Moneen, or you sound like Coldplay, or Gary Kells.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, it's just...
And someone said we sounded like, what, Slint?
Slint.
It's like...
Sunny Day Real Estate.
It goes from, like,
which,
the 90s to now to
those are
pop
great bands,
to,
but it's, like, it's cool to have so many different people telling you,
you
know,
like
their
Moneen
thoughts, because that's when you realize that, hey, maybe we don't really sound like anyone else. That's kind of neat.
It's kind of a good thing.
I guess for all of you, who are your influences?
This is
just say one.
It's gonna last way too long.
Yeah.
Because
Michael's right, just everyone pick a band.
Yeah.
This wow. Is... The Damned.
I'll go with Small Brown Bike.
It's kind of funny because we're playing with them next Saturday, but Cursive.
It's like half the bands I never heard of.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
We're Fugazi, really.
Incubus.
Yeah, old Incubus.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You gotta have something.
Influence?
What made you
something
want
cheesy,
to do
I like a lot. I want to hear that.
That what?
What made you want to do music?
Oh, man.
Specifically sing. Who made you want to sing?
Originally, who made me want to sing?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Who's like a good influence on you?
I don't think I've ever asked you this, personally.
Oh, man.
Other than Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah. What a babe. Yeah.
That babe
Fleetwood
knows how to
Mac.
Sing.
That's actually the best band to sing. Oh, yeah.
What did you title the album Migration?
Is that you? You go.
I'd say mainly just.
I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Mainly with the theme of the record. It's basically more or less following what the songs are about, which is we were in a progressive state of mind in terms of how
old we're going to be,
where we are age-wise, where we're going to musically, where we're going in our lives. It was just a stepping stone, moving in a direction. And more or less it just relates to the songs themselves and the lyrics and what the album is entitled to.
I think, yeah, like it's lyrically and musically shows, like we've gone from here to there. Like we've sort of taken all that we've learned and been like, okay, we're going to take it to this point. Like, you know, we've all grown up, we've all evolved. Yeah, and that's sort of what we wanted to reflect on that.
Getting to the migrations, but what's your favorite song on Migration?
No one's asked that yet.
That's a very good question.
What's your favorite song, Pat?
Well, you see, yeah, I can come at it from an outsider point of view because I only joined at the tail end of the recording. It's hard to say. I really like, they sure don't make them like they used to. For me, there's just like a good, like, push in that song. It builds very nicely. It gets really, like, epic. It's just, it's a lot of fun to play, and it's a lot of fun to listen to, because there's not much else like it on the record.
I'd say for me, something that almost, it's a tie between Old Habits Die Young and the second track, Northern, just because, I'd say it captured musically a lot of the diversity that we have, and showed off both technicality and melody. So for me, as a songwriter, I was just the most pleased with the way those turned out in terms of what I'm capable of.
I'm gonna say that I think I like, right now, I think I like Home Friday Midnight the most. I like the angular kind of time signature that's in there, and I like the chaotic kind of bridge that we have in there. I don't know. It serves a lot, like a lot to, it caters kind of a lot to like the style of music that I listen to the most, I'd say. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with Old Habits Die Young, and they sure don't make them like they used to. So that's been a favorite for years.
Yeah, those yeah. Those were songs that were that's in the song works that took a while to kind of finally digest.
I'm not sure if I have the title names right, but it's an uphill battle.
They're all paragraphs.
It's an uphill battle, and it's all downhill from here.
That's Harmonica, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is tied to me with Song in 3, which is a prolonged sense of longing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two are tied for me. They're more outskirty of what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we have a lot of driving stuff, but those two are more, like, laid-back tracks, so I don't know. I like it just because it's like a break in the set, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I like to play them a lot.
Just to throw this in there, we kind of have our own titles to songs as well, that were the working titles before we actually
that's
named the songs.
That's why we don't know what
So that's why sometimes, as every band I'm sure knows, we have our own working titles that we still almost refer to them as, so it makes us laugh.
I still do.
We have to kind of double check, oh wait, which song?
What's that really called on the album, as opposed to what we called it in the studio, which is something completely
irrelevant. Well, I kind of like that,
Bands will know what we're talking about.
Yeah, like, you know, people see you on stage and say, oh, are we playing, like, you know, say whatever the code word for the song is, which isn't even a code word because that's what we call them.
But people,
you know, you hear people say, like, what song are they going to play?
The reader says this and not have a clue what we're
playing.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. But it's a labyrinth. A labyrinth of
always song. Play with their minds.
We're just jerks.
Also that.
Yeah, I was just curious, like, where did you record it at? I'm just writing that down.
We recorded it at a close friend of ours' studio, who's actually got a really nice place. The studio is called Roachmouth Records, and we were in there for a long time. We did some earlier recordings, EPs and stuff like that with him, and he's a really good producer as well as an engineer, so it's kind of a package deal with him. We go to him because he's good at his job in both areas, and he helped a lot with making this record sound amazing, both with the actual sound quality as well as with the songwriting. So his name's Mike Rocha, and
right in the heart of downtown.
He's Big Daddy. He's Big Daddy to this band.
Yeah. But he has, you know, he's been very much like a big brother. He's been looking after us, you know, giving
he's
good
even
advice.
He's been doing some managerial stuff that he's been taking care of.
Stepped way outside of you know, what he could be doing.
Yeah.
He's
the seventh.
He could have just produced the record and said, here you go, now go and do whatever the hell you want with
get
it.
Get away from me.
But he's
give me my money and get away from me.
He even played on it, too.
He did play on
it. He played upright bass on it and some key stuff on it,
Okay. There's another migration theme.
Yep.
If you wanted to migrate, where would you want to go to?
Ooh! There's lots of places.
Yeah.
Oh. I think right now.
Steely Dan.
Right now, anywhere warm. I would love to just go and learn to surf and have kind of a break from the city and from touring in terms of just kind of escaping to a really nice, serene place.
I don't know. I don't really want to go that far. I don't reckon.
Fiji.
I
think
I'd go.
What
am
I gonna do in Fiji? Would be nice.
No,
I'd go to like Austria or something where like
Australia would be nice.
All the buildings are like super old. It looks like Disneyland.
We're good?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I go to my friend's cottage.
Yeah. My great 2 hours out of town.
No, it's like 4 hours out of town.
No, but still.
Yeah, it's but, good. Or I'd go to Montreal and hang out.
Montreal's got good food, I enjoy so I'd go back there. The cheese curds.
Great. Turin is excellent for seeing some new places. I've not seen many places. And every place that I go to, I seem to really enjoy. So it's a very tough decision. Like, we were just in Montreal, and I really loved it. And we were in the East Coast earlier, and I loved it. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm more stoked on seeing all the other places I've never seen before and then making a decision after
that. Yeah, Turin's going to Western, so who knows? That's like the most gorgeous of all the places. Yeah. Mountains and
let's not discredit the East Coast.
No, it's all beautiful, but
wonderful. Fantastic. But yeah, like that's the thing, it's hard to pick a place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's so much we haven't seen. That's what's great about it is we've been able to go to all these places and meet all these people.
Okay, that's cool. toughest city to play.
Wait, where are we?
Not this one, actually. This
no.
Toughest city to play?
Toughest city.
In terms of tough as in... Because that can go many ways. Different cities are tough in different ways.
For a second, tough in getting to the city and driving?
No, like tough is like performance-wise. Like,
getting a crowd into it.
Yeah.
London's been pretty... London's in a turnover of venues right now, and there's only a few that you can play, and the Salt Lounge is, I'm pretty sure, the only one, no, sorry, Call the Office is one of the only main ones left.
Yeah. And some of them burned down, some of them closed.
Yeah, so that one's getting really booked up. There's another little pub called the Blackshire Pub, and, but yeah, that one's, it's just hard because the city almost just seems quiet and showless lately, so...
Really?
For us, yeah, wow. Just lately, it just seems like it's in a turnover time. It's a bit of a bummer. I know they have a lot of metal shows there, so...
Yeah.
That's the problem. You go to some towns where you have people who are like, well, we go to this venue, like, 3 times a week, and all we see is metal, or all we see is, like, you know, some Nickelback wannabe band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, they're not really into what we're doing.
And, yeah, like, exactly.
Sometimes you just never know what you're going to get. I don't know. Yeah, I would say London. Maybe, not that I don't like playing London.
No.
It's lovely.
Oshawa is hit and miss, but it's coming around.
It's all about the crowd in Oshawa.
Oshawa's fine.
Yeah, Oshawa is a good place to play if you're playing to, like, kids. Because they're really receptive to it. They really enjoy it.
The dungeon?
Yeah, the dungeon's gone.
That's very accurate to what
it's reminiscing with.
It's exactly what you think it is, and it's much worse.
Mm. The grossest washrooms ever.
Yeah.
The rest of the dungeon.
It's like a water fountain.
They're not washrooms. They're just troughs.
Literally.
Okay, on the lighter note, what is your favorite city to play?
I don't know. There's a couple for me. I gotta be honest, like, at this point in our quote-unquote career, I gotta say I like playing Toronto the most. It's where we're from, we get the most support. We have friends and family and fans, and right now that's our starting point, right? So for us, like, a lot of the... You know, the fan base is there. So when we play there, it's a lot more uplifting. It's just more fun. It's more involved. Recently, we were playing Uxbridge a lot, and that has a lot of young kids who are really into the music, which is actually the most fun because you have kids singing all the lyrics and jumping around. And so, I don't know. I really like playing Uxbridge.
Leamington was amazing back
Leamington,
in the day, but I think they're venueless.
Yeah. A little town.
The ketchup capital. It's the Heinz tomato ketchup capital.
Oh, really?
Of the world. Yeah. It's weird. It's like a town in the middle of nowhere.
Does that mean that the Heinz factory is there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And
I know it's just a place that loves Heinz ketchup.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's a good ketchup. I wouldn't use any of it.
It's in the Greenbelt, all the tomatoes. But anyways, right now I'd honestly say Toronto.
Yeah, I think Toronto just runs strong for everyone.
And I hope that changes. I mean, like, I love Toronto, that's where we're from.
Well, I find Toronto has a big music scene.
It really does. Yeah. As much as it is takes hard a while to play there, it is supportive once you
It takes a while to break, but, you know, home is still home.
Yeah.
Because I know about Toronto. Okay, someone told me about Toronto, like, it's... Maybe that's Montreal. Like, people just stay in
there. Oh, well, that Toronto's like
Toronto
that
is a lot like that.
So unless you have friends coming out to shows, don't expect to turn out.
Yeah. I think we're breaking the number.
Yeah, like Toronto is a hard one to break. You basically have to pay your dues everywhere else to get recognition in your hometown. So they want to see you touring across Canada before they're going to appreciate you in your home city.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just paying your dues.
Or, you know, like I've seen bands who will... I mean, look at Born Ruffians. Nobody cared about Born Ruffians in Toronto. Yeah. They went to the UK, they recorded a record, they came back and everybody loved them.
Yeah.
They hadn't even done anything except record an album.
Yeah.
It was like... Look at these guys, they were in the UK.
Well, that EP and the recent one.
Yeah, but like they just, they went over there and instantly came back and everyone wanted
Toronto's like a really bad parent. It's like, I disown you, you're a brat, and then you go away and you become a millionaire like Macaulay Culkin. And they're like, oh no, we're just kidding, we love you, give me some of that money.
Macaulay Culkin.
This is, we're the Macaulay Culkin, and Toronto is the really bad Culkins. And Kieran,
like, sorry?
Oh no, Forest Fires can be Kieran Culkin.
Except we've made no money.
Yeah. I love Kieran Culkin. And that, by that I mean Tono Forest Fires.
I love both of them.
Yes. Moving on.
Okay. Again, getting to the band.
Free refill. Yes, I would, please.
All right.
Yeah.
Good sell. Of course it wasn't a sell. But...
Okay, musicians or bands that you toured with?
What, that we favorites? Like touring with,
yeah.
or we have, or that yeah. we enjoy touring
Ooh,
with.
Ono Forest Fires.
Ono Forest Fires. I'm committing a sin.
Our buddies Ulysses and the Siren.
Pretty soon it's going to be Lost Cities.
Lost Cities is a new band
coming out. The Stick Up.
The Stick Up was their old band.
Oh, shit,
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's pretty good.
That's what Lost Cities is.
We've made a lot of amazing friends that we really, really enjoy playing shows and touring with. And it's basically just like
Dinosaur Bones.
Dinosaur Bones.
Yeah.
Too, like,
oh, please, they know.
They're some of our. They're some of our best friends.
Yeah,
so it's one of those
things.
Now
you're not gonna see this on tape, but I love them.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you know our friends as much as like everyone else's. Like, the community rings really strong. Yeah. So it's pretty much any one of them you can call up, and it will be just the best time ever.
Also, the Great Bloomers.
Yeah.
Oh, Great Bloomers.
Which I still haven't seen yet.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They were here two nights ago.
Well, they were just outside.
Yeah,
of here.
The same night as Bruce Peninsula.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They should have played together, actually.
Roommates and best friends. So.
Yeah.
I was going to say another band, but I don't know if I should say their name.
No, say it.
Still Alive Still?
Yeah, we know Still Alive Still, for sure, yeah.
We haven't played with them in a while.
Yeah.
But, they're doing, you know, like, they're really nice
they're
guys.
Really
they're
well,
doing really
yeah.
well for themselves.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where we maybe, we cross paths maybe once every few months. And,
Actually, one of them's at another show on Tuesday.
Yeah,
like, awesome dudes. I remember playing with them back in the day, like, just at some random one-off show, and they've been working their asses off for so many years. So it's nice to see them, like, doing a lot with it and really getting some good attentions.
Yeah. Who would you wear to tour again?
What's that?
Who would you tour again?
Who would we tour, like, who would we tour with again?
Yeah. That you like.
Wow, okay, I would definitely... you know, it's already been said, like, we were... it was so much fun touring with Ono Forest Fires.
Yeah.
Like, they're all nice guys. We get along with them really well. It would be great.
Our genres of music
we're good
really
fit. Because we're not quite the same, but we could sort of draw the same crowd.
Yeah.
And I would love to play with the Balconies anytime.
Yeah.
They're such a great band.
I'm committing a sin.
That's a nice, like, balance.
I never heard of them, so.
Where
are they from? Burlington?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I don't know, there's like a bit of like, at the drive-in-y kind of Mars Volta, like Circa Survive, Refused, you know what I mean?
Very powerful vocals,
really,
driving,
really, really
heavy and melodic, really good.
The musicianship is phenomenal.
Yeah, they do, they are put together really well, considering how young they all are. They're all, like,
and we're waiting to go
19, early 20s.
Ulysses as well, like, Ulysses is old Cain and Abel, who are like some of our best friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Ulysses...
And so is I'm Committing a Sin. When Cain and Abel broke up, Ulysses and I am both.
So they're like our brothers, and those guys are still best friends, so it's just once Ulysses is ready to tour, because they just finished an EP, they're going to be coming out on the road with us for sure.
Okay, and last question, what's coming out of Arietta after the Ottawa show?
We go next, home for a few days.
Yeah, next week we're in Hamilton, Windsor. We play Toronto with Cursive.
We're playing with Cursive,
which is a big deal for us.
We're playing with Snoop Dogg and Akon.
Oh, right. We're playing Snoop Dogg and Akon.
It's a simple plan in the plane with
Akon
Steve.
Family.
Thousand Islands Festival.
Yeah,
and we're playing with like Simple Plan and Snoop Dogg. Akon, I want to call him Acorn.
Acorn.
There's a band called Acorn, which is from
Ottawa. That's gonna be really cool. We're gonna be tweeting out the West Coast in late fall, I think.
Yeah, we're going
we're
to
doing
BC
that.
And back.
Watch a haze of smoke, cloud of hate, during Snoop Dogg's set.
Basically on tour the rest of our lives.
Yeah, actually, we are back in Ottawa.
Oh yeah, we're coming back
here.
For Frosh. That's gonna be a fun
at Ottawa.
I'm into that. That'll be a good party.
Yeah, tons of stuff.
I don't know. Will that be a good party? I don't know.
I'm not in university anymore.
Well, no, I know you're not in university anymore, but you know Ottawa better than we do. Like,
probably,
there should be a lot of rowdy, drunk people there. That's always good, right?
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Okay, well, thanks for the interview.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah,
happy to do it.